Hey everyone, it's your girl Nova Lane, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly realize 2 hours have vanished? Like, poof. Done. I'm not saying social media is inherently bad connecting with people, sharing moments, finding inspiration, those are all awesome things. But somewhere along the way, it's become this black hole of time, sucking us in and leaving us feeling empty. Today, we're tackling a question that's probably crossed your mind at least once. How do we prioritize personal growth over the constant scroll? Because honestly, life is happening outside those screens. Here's the deal: real growth happens when we step away from the curated highlight reels and dive deep into our own lives. Think about it. Learning a new skill, pursuing a passion project, connecting with people face to face, these are the things that truly nourish our souls. Remember that feeling of accomplishment after finally mastering that tricky guitar riff, or the joy you get from helping someone in need. Those moments feel real, they feel impactful. Social media can be a nice distraction, but it rarely offers those same deep, fulfilling experiences. Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done, Nova. But trust me, it's totally achievable. Think of it like this. Your phone is like that tempting dessert after dinner. It's okay to indulge sometimes, but if you make it your main course every day, you're missing out on a balanced and nourishing meal, which is what life is all about. So, how do we resist the siren song of social media? Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you reclaim your time and focus on what truly matters. 1. Set intentional limits. Ever feel like you're glued to your phone? Time to break free. Set daily usage limits for specific apps. Think Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever keeps you scrolling mindlessly. You can even use built-in features on your phone to track your usage and set reminders to step away. Remember, it's about finding a healthy balance, not going cold turkey. Curate your feed. Think of your social media feeds as gardens you wouldn't want weeds overtaking your beautiful blooms, right? Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or trigger negative emotions. Fill your feed with inspiring creators, thought-provoking content, and accounts that genuinely add value to your life. You've got the power to create a positive and uplifting online experience. 3. Schedule phone-free time. Just like you schedule meetings or workouts, block out dedicated time in your day to disconnect completely. Maybe it's an hour before bed for some relaxing reading, a morning walk without distractions, or a whole weekend unplugged. When you intentionally create phone-free zones, you give your mind the space to wander, recharge, and connect with the world around you. 4. Rediscover offline hobbies. Remember those things you loved doing before social media became your default activity? Dust off that old guitar, pull out those paintbrushes, or join a local club. Engaging in hobbies you truly enjoy not only fills your time, but also nourishes your creativity and brings a sense of accomplishment that scrolling just can't match. 5. Practice mindfulness. When you find yourself reaching for your phone out of habit, pause for a moment and check in with yourself. Are you bored? Stressed? Lonely? Acknowledging your emotions is the first step to finding healthier ways to cope. Maybe take a deep breath, go for a quick walk, or simply sit and observe your thoughts and feelings. Okay, real talk time. Picture this. You're scrolling through Instagram, comparing yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives, vacations, meals that look like art, perfectly curated outfits. Next thing you know, you're feeling down about your own life. Sound familiar? This is the trap of social media comparison, a constant battle against an unrealistic standard. But here's the kicker. Those carefully crafted photos only show a tiny sliver of someone's reality. It's like watching a movie trailer. It might look amazing, but it doesn't tell the whole story. Remember that everyone is on their own unique journey, facing their own challenges and triumphs. Instead of comparing yourself to others, focus on your own growth and celebrate your own wins, big or small. So, remember, you've got this. Take back control of your time, prioritize personal growth, and let the real world be your playground for adventure, connection, and genuine fulfillment. Don't forget to share your journey with me, hit that subscribe button, and join our community on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.